current events, developing stories,
tough questions,
your voice making a difference.
This is Breakfast with Bongani Bingwa.
Why are U.S. campuses ablaze? From Yale to George Washington, Stanford, UCLA, Harvard, Columbia, the list goes on. These aren't just the sort of third-rate colleges in campus and campuses in the U.S., but these are some elite colleges, the Ivy League, some of the highest-ranking institutions in the academic world. We've seen hundreds of students rising up in protests through encampments, declaring opposition for the ongoing war in Gaza. And they're saying the U.S. government must put a stop to what they are calling the genocide there. Let's catch up now with a face familiar to many of us, Jody Jacobs, formerly, of course, locally with ENCA, but now the feature Story News New York correspondent, speaking to us all the way from the Big Apple. Jody, I appreciate you staying up. It's quite late where you are. What on earth is going on?
Well, good morning to you, Bongani. And yes, it's past my bedtime, but I am happy to be speaking to you this morning. And as you say, these are Ivy League universities. And I had the opportunity to, of course, visit Columbia University as well as NYU, which is the University of New York, a couple of days ago, up until Friday, I think I was covering it. I must say it's quite interesting when you look at these protests, because as somebody that comes from South Africa, one very much understands where these protests emanate from. And I remember getting onto Columbia University the first day. The first thing that many of the protesters had asked me was, where am I from and who am I reporting for? Because they wanted to make it abundantly clear that their protest is a protest, and they wanted to get the messaging right around the protest. Interesting enough, Bongani, when I mentioned South Africa, their eyes lit up, and I was one of the few journalists that were led into the compound, or the encampment, as the local media calls it here in the U.S., and I was actually allowed, one of the few journalists allowed to actually go in and to chat to these student leaders. Their message is very clear. Their message is that they want to stay put. They want universities in the U.S. to disinvest from any companies that have ties to Israel, but also to be in solidarity and stand in solidarity with the people of Gaza and with Palestine as a whole, saying enough is enough, of course. But it literally is a balancing act, you know, and these are the balancing act between university administrators who see the right to these protests and the right to protest within in the U.S., but at the same time wanting to see these protesters removed from campus because they believe that they are impeding the university from continuing with its work. A lot of these universities are going into the graduation season, and so they want to clear the areas.
It's extraordinary because, of course, I can think of no better place where ideas must be debated and contested. And America prides itself on the idea of the freedom of speech, the freedom to protest, the freedom to gather, the freedom to have your voice heard. A lot of the administrations of these universities have seen these protests, these protesters as agents provocateurs. They've accused some of them of being organized by people from outside these campuses. And of course, they've even described some of these students as anti-Semitic.
And that is the overwhelming sort of U.S. media narrative too, the anti-Semitic protests and it being labeled as such. If you open up any of the U.S. newspapers or watch any local television stations, that's sort of the narrative that they are going with. And the demonstrators and the protesters or the student leaders at these universities are trying to make it abundantly clear that that's not the case. And even if you go into these encampments, you will often find that there's many, many Jewish students who are participating in these demonstrations and in these encampments. There are Jewish students who are actually going in to help with food and supplies in these various camps around universities. So they are trying to change that sort of narrative of it being anti-Semitic to it being one in solidarity with a particular cause.
Jody, it's an election year in the U.S. We know, of course, how central the youth vote was to the election of Barack Obama, for example, and to some degree even Joe Biden in the aftermath of COVID-19. What does this mean, particularly if young people are taking a very different position from their political leaders?
Indeed, and a lot of parallels have been drawn by these students, if you speak to them, with the Fees Must Fall protest that took place in South Africa. The protest itself is called the Apartheid Disinvest, and a lot of parallels drawn with South Africa. I spoke to one student who said to me that the way that the Biden administration has repeatedly ignored his base, especially in New York, is going to be a difficult act to follow, and says that she wouldn't be surprised if there is a Trump presidency in November, and it will be entirely on the it will be entirely as a result of the Democratic Party and their disregard to their constituents. And that's ultimately what she said to me. And if you speak to many of these students, especially in New York, which is a Democratic state, many people are looking at the Biden administration and Joe Biden in particular, and saying that these voices around Israel and around what is happening in Gaza is coming through so strongly, and it doesn't seem as if the Biden administration or the Democratic Party as a whole is listening to them. So it's going to be very interesting to see what unfolds in the next couple of months, especially in what is often seen as an easy state to win for the Democratic Party, which is New York, and Columbia, of course, being the epicenter of these protests, and many of the protests that are happening on other campuses around the U.S. is taking the lead from Columbia, and they are literally leading the pack when it comes to what next. These many students at Columbia University, to add, are now being suspended by the university. We just received that news early on today. The Columbia University administrators, fearful of bringing in the police like they've done at other universities. And what Columbia has now done is that it's now started sending out email correspondence to many of these students that have been protesting, to literally suspend them for the rest of the academic year. So it's going to be very interesting to see what unfolds in the next couple of hours, or at least when we wake up in the US, what the next move will be, because these students are saying that they're going to stay put.
Wonder who's going to be on the right side of history on this one. Jody Jacobs, the feature story news New York correspondent.